I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Adam, the bowl is sent down. Hi.
What's up, guys?
How are you, bud?
Good. What's going on?
We're hanging out here, and we're getting ready to watch you play golf.
Playing?
You're going to play.
No, I'm excited to just be driving a golf cart today. That's the highlight of the afternoon for me.
Do
and
you
meeting
play
all
golf?
The fans. No, I don't play golf. No. Where was I playing golf in Brooklyn? I mean, there's no golf courses.
Putt-putt? Could you play putt-putt?
Yeah, play putt-putt.
Go out to Long Island.
I don't know. I have never played in my life 18 holes of golf.
Is golf a rich man sport then in Brooklyn? Huge rich man sport?
Yeah, pretty much. When I was growing up, regular guys didn't play golf. Now everybody plays golf.
Right.
When I was a kid, it was only the rich people played golf.
Are there any courses in the city?
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's one in Brooklyn. There is one in Brooklyn, not that far from where I grew up. One course that I can think of in all of Brooklyn. There's probably more, but I can only think of one.
Huh.
In Manhattan, I don't think there's a golf course in Manhattan.
No, I don't.
And there's
you
one
play
in Brooklyn.
Central Park. What are you going to do?
Yeah, no. Well, I guess you can hit the ball around in Central Park. That's the only
patch of grass you ever see on a wide shot of Manhattan.
Probably get into a fight if you hit golf balls at Central Park.
You think so?
Well, if you're hitting any more than wedges.
By the way, if anybody's going on vacation in New York this summer and you want a cool experience, go to Central Park and go to the northeast corner. I always forget now it's northeast. I think it's the northeast corner of the park. And it feels like you're in the middle of nowhere. You're in the middle of Manhattan.
Right.
And it's like you're in the forest for like 20 minutes.
Really?
It's a little mind-blowing because the city's so crowded and
right.
there's one part of the park. That's foresty. It's really bizarre.
So have tea at high noon and then go in the...
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, no?
Right, no, it doesn't do anything for me.
What did you think of the Cavaliers' start to the offseason last night? And I say start because it's the first of what is going to be a very busy offseason.
It's funny. I said yesterday, right, like nobody's really talking that much about who the Cavs are going to draft because we're not even sure they're going to keep the guy, right? So I know there's been a lot of talk. Colin Sexton wants to play with LeBron and he's so excited to be here, and he's going to wear number 2. But I'm not sure he's going to be here when the season starts. I mean, like, if LeBron comes back, I think there's at least a 50-50 shot he's traded at some point. If LeBron leaves, then, but I would say right now, like I said yesterday, and I had no facts to back this up at all. It's just my opinion that I thought LeBron was either going to stay here or go to the Lakers, right? It felt like those two. And then Windhorst said that yesterday. I was just guessing. He actually knows what he's talking about there. So
maybe we've been saying that for months. Same
right?
I mean, never felt like it was anything else.
No other team seemed to make sense.
Nope.
So if we say, all right, it's 50-50 or maybe it's 60-40 that he stays, right? Then I think that 60% chance, then you got to say, I think there's a 75% chance if he stays that this guy gets traded. So I can't get that excited about it. Based on everything, I'm no college basketball guru. And based on everything I've read, the little I've seen this guy play, it sounds great. It sounds like, you know, what I like about him is that he's a good defensive player. And this team's been so poor defensively. To have a good young, if they keep him, to have a good young athletic and defensive-minded point guard, you know, the way it was described, it's almost like he's got Deli's mentality on defense, but he's a lot more talented.
Much more skilled.
So, So if they keep him, I like it. I'm 2 thumbs up on the move, but I'm not convinced they're keeping him.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of folks say this. Well, there's no way a rookie can help LeBron James.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Why not?
Yeah, if it's the right rookie.
Thank you.
Jason Tatum couldn't have helped him?
Thank you.
I mean, Donovan Mitchell couldn't have helped him? If it's the right player.
Complete
agreement. Yeah, if you draft a guy who's like a project, who's like this Mike, if they would have drafted Michael Porter Jr., who didn't play in college because he was hurt, then I'd say, okay, I question whether he can help him. Seems like this guy, if they did keep him, now LeBron tends to want to be around veterans, but if they did keep him with LeBron, which there's a chance, it seems like he could help him. He could. I mean, we don't know until he actually plays and we see what kind of player he is in the NBA, but, yeah, I don't buy that no rookie can help LeBron. That always seems stupid to me. Yeah, I agree with you.
I just what's your overall feeling right now in the organization? Because, I mean, we had a really interesting conversation with Nick Wilson about 20 minutes ago.
I'm not a Dan Gilbert fan. I don't think he's a very good owner. I know he does spend money on the team, on the players, which is, I'm not saying he's the worst owner in the NBA, but I don't trust him long term to make the right decisions for the organization. I think he's been cheap with management. He's constantly shuffled GMs out, never re-signed anybody, as we all know. He's been quick to fire coaches, which he hasn't done with Ty Lue.
Right.
But he's been quick to fire other coaches. And I think, and I don't know for sure, you know, we're all just speculating to some degree. I think he thinks he knows basketball better than basketball people. And I think that's concerning. I think the best owners hire the right people and let those guys do their jobs.
I agree with you on that. The one thing that I do think the organization has lacked is continuity in the front office.
That's been a big problem,
And I do think that's important. However, the one thing I would say, and I wouldn't even say it in Dan's defense, somehow they've managed to continually come up with good front office people. And I wonder, because I think Danny Ferry was a good hire when Danny was here. Chris Grant, I thought, did a nice job. And then David Griffin did a nice job. And I think Kobe Altman is doing a nice job and is on his way to becoming a more established, obviously, because he's in.
It's too early to say on Kobe.
Exactly.
I think.
But I think he's on his way. And
letting David Griffin walk out the door was a big mistake. And I'm convinced that if David Griffin were here, either Kyrie would have stayed or they would have made a better trade for Kyrie. I'm convinced of that. We don't know, but.
Why? I don't know why. Look,
because
Kyrie,
he's a more experienced GM.
Yeah, but if Kyrie didn't want to play with LeBron, I don't care who the GM is. It wasn't.
They shouldn't have
make
traded. I overreacted and got emotional, just like everybody else did, and I was wrong. We were screaming, "Get him out of here!" Or at least I was like, "Get him out of here!" They should have forced him to stay. You know,
yeah, LaMarcus it's easy Aldridge, for us all to say that.
It
too.
Is.
I get it.
LaMarcus Aldridge wanted to leave the Spurs. They didn't trade him. Now maybe they're going to trade Kawhi Leonard. We'll see.
LaMarcus Aldridge never said, "I don't want to play with Kawhi Leonard."
Well, Kyrie didn't say it publicly, though.
He didn't say much publicly.
And Kyrie wants to be the man. You think he's staying in Boston?
Well, if he doesn't stay in Boston, then he's a loser. I mean, why would you leave Boston for one of the New York teams?
To go play for the Knicks?
I don't care that you're from New York. Doesn't matter. That's stupid. I don't know why.
So you'll rip him to shreds if he goes to the Knicks?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
that's a lame move.
You know better than anybody, though, why he would go to the Knicks. I mean, you go to the Knicks and you're the number one guy, you're the man.
I know that, but
I think
but they're such a – you want to talk about bad ownership.
Wants.
For as much as I'm
wants.
Critical of Dan Gilbert, I think he's a middle-of-the-road owner. I don't love him. But Dolan is the worst owner in the – or one of the worst owners in the NBA. How about what Atlanta did, by the way? Sorry to sidetrack.
I thought that was weird.
They traded down. They didn't get anything. How do you trade down from 3 to 5 and not really – they didn't really get any – they got a protected first-round pick?
Yeah. And they took
a big questionable guy.
Yeah, I like Trae Young. I think he's really interesting. But I've talked to folks who have talked to scouts, and they've said we don't know if he's closer to Steph Curry or Jimmer Fredette.
Everybody that covers Doncic in Europe, we don't know.
Says he's a player.
They're all saying he's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Everybody that's covered him there.
All right, well, don't drive over anybody's foot or anything.
No. It's going to be a great day. Everybody, what a fun day. A lot of great people here. We're going to hang out with the fans and have a great afternoon.
All right.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it,
thanks for being a part of it. All right.
Adam
see you later.
Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.